Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's frickin' Friday and frickin' Friday, whatever you want to call it. It's the 24th day of May, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 57 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. I'm looking for a high of 64 and a low of 37 in clouds. So it's just pretty much just hanging in there. I mean, I guess it's getting any red-ass hot, but I think it's going to get red-ass hot here pretty quick. And the grass is going to grow up to about 6 foot tall and dry out like a bale of hay. And time to suck smoke. Anyways, we're going to run through this little break and then we'll be back and we'll get into the mainstream alternate controlled opposition take over the internet propaganda. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. We'll just call it shit. That's what it is. U.S. House Committee proposes automatic sign-up for military draft. What? Can this be legal? Can our fucking goddamn servants fucking call us to their fucking service? Not quite, people. They have never had this authority. They do not have this fucking authority. They try it. We fight them here. You fight the son of a bitches here because this is where the war is going to be won, if it's going to be won. It's by Edward Hasbrock, antiwar.com, on Wednesday during the markup of the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, for fiscal year 25, the U.S. House Armed Services Committee approved an amendment to the NDAA that would automatically register all draft-age male U.S. residents with the Selective Service System for a possible military draft based on information from other federal databases. Well, that sounds pretty fucking ambitious, and there is a due process of the law there, you know. You're kind of skipping over that fucking Bill of Rights, aren't you? You're going to fucking try and tell me I have to do something? You're going to induct me into something that's below me? I don't fucking think so. You try for my fucking grandchildren. Hey, fuck, we'll fight you right here on this fucking ground, you son of a bitches. A possible military draft based on information from other federal databases. The system of automatic draft registration would replace the system of in effect since 1980 in which young men can decide for themselves whether or not to sign up for the draft. And so many choose not to register. That the Selective Service database would be useless for an actual draft. You don't fucking own us, and you don't control us. You have no jurisdictional authority over us whatsoever. And you fucking try and fucking use us like fucking subjects, and you'll be treated like fucking dog shit. You'll die. You want a fucking war? You want us to fight a war? We'll fight one right here. If our children are to die, if we're to die, we'll die on our own fucking soil, fighting the son of a bitches that fucking ruined our lives. The automatic draft registration proposal was initiated by the Selective Service System as part of its annual budget request to Congress, introduced in the HASC by Representative Chrissy Holohan, a Democrat, Pennsylvania, wholeheartedly endorsed by HASC Chair Mike Rogers, Republican, Alabama. They must be wanting us to go fight the fucking goddamn Iranians for the fucking Jew. Send our kids into the meat grinder for the fucking goddamn kikes. And approved by voice vote of the full committee without audible opposition. Of course not. That's what it's for. They can't make their recruitment numbers. We're going to fucking have to shoot guns, man. We're shooting them at the motherfuckers that are fucking have taken over our country and have fucking declared war on our Bill of Rights and our personal fucking individual liberties and freedoms. I'm going across the ocean to get oil for fucking your goddamn Jewish motherfucking kike motherfucking pig shit eating scum. And we're not going to fucking Ukraine. Shove it in your ass. Representative Holohan has been one of the leading proponents of proposals in previous years to expand draft registration to women as well as men. Her latest proposal for automatic registration of men for a military draft indicates that she's more deeply committed to militarization than to any purported feminism. The provisions for automatic draft registration are now included in the version of the NDAA that will go to the House floor. The NDAA is a must-pass bill. No, it ain't. There's no such a fucking thing. I mean, it wouldn't be if we were fucking running this country like it's supposed to be run by the fucking people under our authority. We could say, fuck you. We ain't funding you. You want it funded? You put it like we fucking want it. And you get out of these fucking wars and you let us have the money goes through our hands first. They don't get what they want. That's why they set it up. So it goes all our money. We make the money. You send your money to fucking these bastards. And then they send it back to projects to fucking design to destroy your life and destroy your country. So these provisions are likely to remain in the version of the NDAA adopted later this year by the full House, unless some House member introduces and the full House agrees to vote on and approves a floor amendment to remove them. It remains to be seen whether similar provisions will be included in the Senate version of the NDAA, although we fear that this may be likely. You know, you can tell us, it's just like the paper. It's like taking the guns, anything else. You can say it. Write it down on a fucking piece of paper and see if it's worth fucking losing three or four motherfuckers to try to get one to go somewhere they don't want to go. See if it's worth it to you. See how the numbers add up. If the people are fucking strong and have fucking backbones, you can fuck off. The proposal for automatic draft registration makes it urgently important to find House and Senate sponsors to reintroduce the Selective Service Repeal Act, which had bipartisan sponsorship in both the House and the Senate. What the hell now? Here it is again. I mean, goddamn, what's it been, a fucking week? Go away, you son of a bitches. Sponsors to reintroduce the Selective Service Repeal Act, which had bipartisan sponsorship in both the House and Senate in 2021. And it's not a House. It's not a Senate. This is a fucking corporation. These are communist fucking committees is what they are. Nothing less, nothing more. They do not represent the people, and anybody that thinks they do represent the people is a fucking retard. In 2021 and 2022, but never got a hearing in either the House or Senate Armed Services Committee, much less floor vote in either chamber of Congress. You try and make a, you know, there's a handful of you little fuckers. You'll take more of an army. You won't get no army. It's your army that you're going to have to send out to try to force our children, us to put our children in the meat grinder for the kikes or for the fucking, or the fucking Ukrainians. It just ain't going to be worth it to you. I guarantee you. Services Committee, much less the floor. The proposal that was added to the House version of the NDAA would authorize the Selective Service System to issue regulations requiring any federal agency to hand over any information and federal records necessary to identify or register a person subject to registration with SSS. I like calling that SSS. That sounds almost Nazi-ish, doesn't it? And to register them without their participation or consent, which you cannot fucking do. That's seizing me without due process of the fucking law. And I would have to go clear through all of the fucking due process fucking clauses, the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and you're creating a fucking authority that violates the ninth and tenth articles, and you fucking know it. So we fight for that. That's what we fight for, people. They try doing this. We fight for our right to say, fuck you. Remember when the back of the Federalist Papers, didn't you read them? They were never going to have any kind of control like this over us. There's nothing in there that let us have control over you. But when they turned you into a piece of commercial property under the 14th fucking amendment, which was unlawful as a day as long, a violation of the 9th and the 10th, and thus the whole fucking Bill of Rights, well, then you became a fucking subject. They could do with you what you want. And unless you know that you're not a fucking subject, you understand your authority, you're a fucking subject. Just like the, and you're subject to fucking King Chucks, by the way. The SSS would also be authorized to issue regulations requiring individuals to provide information directly to the SSS, perhaps to cover instances in which individuals could be identified from other federal records as subjects to a military draft, but with not enough information such as current address, I mean the people on the fucking streets, the American nationals that you've driven out into the fucking streets, some way so you could find them so that they could go fight for living on the fucking streets to register or draft them. The proposal would also create a legal basis that could be used in the future for involuntary automatic registration of an individual subject to a special skills military draft, such as for activation of the healthcare professional delivery system. Automatic registration for a military draft would be complex, difficult, and in some cases impossible. Whether a draft age individual is required to register with the SSS depends on both their sex and assigned, and sex as assigned at birth, this is really going to throw them off, and if they aren't a U.S. citizen, their immigration and visa status. Undocumented immigrants are supposed to register with the SSS, but foreign students and H-1 visa holders, many of whom are of draft age and who often live in the U.S. illegally and taking all the benefits, don't forget, for years are considered temporary non-immigrant U.S. non-immigrant U.S. residents. Okay. As such, they aren't required or allowed to register with the SSS or subject to the draft under the current law. You get into a fucking meat grinder and I can't go, woo, 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 my ass. You can do whatever fucking false flag you want. You're not going to convince no fucking buddy. We know what you fuckers are up to. As with the state motor vehicle agencies trying to determine which applicants for driver's licenses are required to register with the SSS and which aren't, the SSS would need to obtain either form either from other agencies or directly from prospective draftees, immigration, visa, and birth information, but birth records are generally state and local, not federal records, and sex as assigned at birth is not necessarily included in any federal record. That don't matter. As with state motor vehicle agencies trying to determine which applicants for driver's licenses are required to register with the SS and which aren't, the SSS would need to obtain either from other any applicant for a U.S. passport can now self-select the gender marker M, F, or X they want on their passport without regard to these their sex as assigned at birth. Similarly, an individual can now self-select the gender marker, again, M, F, or X, to be recorded on their Social Security account. Well, I guess all you men don't want to go, just go buy you a fucking dress and a good gun. I mean, get a camo dress and a good gun and say, I'm not going. I mean, fuck it. This is to go fight foreigners. This is to fight for the fucking kites, for your fucking Jewish masters. Fuck you. You go out there and fight it yourself, you son of a bitch. You're going to be fighting us. You try to take our children and put them in that fucking meat grinder, we'll kill you. It's that simple. Automatic registration of all age U.S. residents without regard for visa or immigration status, sex, and assigned at birth would add hundreds of thousands of draft-eligible foreign students, H-1 visa holders, and trans and non-binary individuals who weren't assigned male at birth, including, presumably, anyone who chooses a non-gender X passport and Social Security account record, regardless of their sex and as assigned at birth to the registration list that would be used to generate induction orders of a draft were, if a draft were activated. Automatic draft registration won't make administering a draft easier, more effective, or more fair. The reason warmongers want to switch from self-registration to involuntary and automatic registration isn't to make a draft easier or even to make the draft resistance harder. What they want is to make young people's opposition to being drafted, currently manifested mostly through non-compliance with draft registration, less visible. That makes it all the more important for opponents of the military conscription to educate, organize, and speak out now against planning and preparation for any type of draft. Also yesterday, the California Senate voted 23-2 with a Republican and one Democrat voting no and 15 senators not voting to approve a bill to automatically register draft age males applicants for California driver's license with selective service system. The bill SB 1081 now goes to the California Assembly. The alert in yesterday's blog post to send messages to California senators was deactivated after the Senate vote. I apologize for any confusion. California should tell their representatives in the state assembly to oppose SB 1081, but if the proposal for national automatic draft registration is adopted by Congress, it would render state laws like this, intended to boost selective service registration, largely moot. This bill violates the fucking 9th article, plain and fucking simple. Violates the 10th article, hence it violates the whole motherfucking due process. They don't have to put you through due process, seize you. And that's what they would be doing, is seizing you. The 4th article says you can't be seized without a warrant, with the affidavit attached, with an affidavit from an individual who's stating the reason that individual wants to fucking seize you. And I don't think that they can, it's just like, well, we can just do what the fuck we want. No, you can't. We can shoot your fucking asses. That's the option. But if the proposal for national automatic draft registration is adopted by Congress, it would render state laws like this intended to boost Selective Service registration largely moot. Tell Congress to repeal the Military Selective Service Act and abolish the Selective Service system entirely. Our country's not under fucking attack. You were calling up the fucking militia. For what? Who's attacking us? Nobody. Fuck, this is your empire building, motherfuckers, and you're doing it for Jews. Edward Hardbrook maintains the Register Info website and publishes the Resistance newsletter. It was imprisoned in 1983 and 1984 for organizing resistance to the draft. Well, that's because he didn't know who the fuck he was, and he didn't shoot the son of a bitches who came after him in violation of the fucking law, supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. He had the right to shoot their asses down because you have the right to say fuck you to any son of a bitch in that fucking, it's not a government, it's not been, it's a goddamn occupation. Fuck your occupational fucking goddamn, well, fucking occupation. They come and try and take your fucking children away from you to go die for fucking Jews and fucking, or fucking goddamn money and God in Ukraine. Fuck, you're better off to stand with them and fucking shoot it out right here in America where the real fucking problem is. Get rid of these motherfucking unlawful fucking corporations, because they are unlawful, that have fucking made this the United States a fucking corporation, and they were working off the original Constitution that never was. These fuckers have no goddamn jurisdictional authority over us. It's about time we fucking laid down the law and showed them. Illegal immigrants from Turkey tell illegal immigrant from Turkey tells American Journal he's shocked at how easy it was to cross the border. Why? This is by Chris Mianahan, Information Liberation. An illegal immigrant from Turkey gave an interview to Fox News after crossing the border in Southern California to express his shock at how easy it was to illegally invade America. And he even knew what he was doing. The Turkish man who crossed the border at Jakumba illegally, together with a group of fellow Turks, said he paid around $10,000 to a cartel to smuggle his group over the border. They got all this fucking money, and they're coming. We're poor. Fuck, more goddamn money than I have. In fact, the American people is right. This is what this is, how it's written. Completely true, he told reporter Bill Milligan. Milligan, I guess it is, a video shared by shared on Tuesday. Who comes into this country? They don't know. Okay, I'm good, but how if they're not good? How if they're killers, psychopaths? Else, he continued, no guarantee of that. Why, like, so secure? No security, no security check, no background check. Because it's a fucking sponsored invasion, sponsored by traitors within the fucking, inside the gates. They've opened the fucking goddamn gates. I mean, we got, that's the fucking enemy. That's what we have to go after. That's what has to be stopped. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, yeah. Here we are, People's Voice again today, people. Israel caught ordering soldiers to kill U.S. citizens who support Palestine. Bullshit fucking goddamn headline. And this goes through, and it's about that old man that got fucking taken at that checkpoint, and they fucking froze him to death. And it goes over it about three or four times. So you go over to the fucking, to goddamn People's Voice, and you're sitting there looking for this goddamn, this order for soldiers to kill citizens who support Palestine, and you never fucking see it. But they play, they do the 15 different angles on the guy, that old man who fucking got tied up and fucking froze to death. That's all in the fuck it is. To keep you on their page. This is a fucking goddamn, this is where the Porsche drivers fucking go. There's a sickening son of a bitches. This is not, this is incorporated for money. They sell their own mother for $2 a fuck on the corner. And when it came down to the next one I seen like that, I passed it up. I'm not reading it no more. I'm not going to sit there and give them time on their fucking goddamn site. Bill Mulligan went down to go observe the situation at the U.S. border in California. Not a single invader is from Mexico. Military-aged men from Iran, China, India, Pakistan were all lining up in the area. And I watched the video, and they sure as fuck are. And you better get ready for it, because they're coming for fucking you. See, they're going to send all your fucking kids over to fucking, fucking Israel. Well, it'd be Iran, because you're going to go die to get Iran to give it to over to your fucking Jewish masters. And then these motherfuckers are what's going to be left, and whoever it is that's left here to fucking fight them. But this is, these son of a bitches are going to, they'll be trained, and then they'll get their fucking uniforms and their guns, and they'll tell them to kill us. That's what this is all about. Many Americans say they will never retire. They have that kind of mislabeled, be able to retire. How about that? You slimy son of a bitches. But you know what? When one of these fucking anchor babies gets in here and they get the rest of the family in here and they get grandpa in here, he gets a fucking Social Security check. Did you know that? Never worked a day in this fucking country and they get them. I mean, you talk about betrayal. We have been fucking betrayed beyond betrayal. A recent AARP poll provides further evidence of the deterioration of American living standards, especially for those approaching retirement age. The study contradicts what most policymakers have believed to be a soft landing for the economy after 2 years of rampant inflation. Soft landing? We're still headed up. We're heading off a cliff, and we're seeing it come at us. Soft landing. More than one quarter of U.S. adults over the age of 59, the survey found, say they expect to never retire. One in four have no retirement savings, while one third of older adults have a credit card debt more than $10,000, and 12% hold a balance of $20,000 or more. The headline of an April 25th Washington Times article by Fatima Hussein says it all. More than 25% of U.S. adults over 50 expect to never retire. That means because they can't. They're not allowed to. That money has to go to fucking foreigners. Some old fucker just came here that never worked a lick in his whole fucking life, and he's going to get your goddamn, what should be your fucking goddamn check, because you paid all those. And remember, when you paid those dollars in, what were they worth then? That's what I always get to. And I'm tired of taking care of all these son of a bitch and worthless third world motherfuckers. I don't know about the rest of you. Not surprisingly, the report conducted with the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research points out that the lack of savings is due to the rising cost of living. No. Everyday expenses and housing costs, including rent and mortgage payments, are the biggest reason why people are unable to save for retirement. Man, I'm telling you, we came into a hard time to live. While AARP zeroed in on rising prices as the culprit for the financial pinch that potential retirees are feeling, it did not delve into who or what was the catalyst for the increase in living. Now, living costs. Now, when the living costs go up, they give themselves a raise, don't they? A cost of living raise. Congress and just says, well, we have to have a cost of living raise. We can't make it on this. But the fucking people we fucking are supposed to work for, people we're going to fucking make do what we, hey, come over here. Get over here, American National. You're going to, I want you to go over and kill some fucking goddamn Palestinians for me, or some fucking Russians for me. Boom. No, I think I'll kill you. While the trend of Americans working well into their retirement years has been going on for years, the situation has accelerated under both the Trump and Biden presidencies. In concert with the Federal Reserve, the fiscal policies of the two administrations have been the primary factor for why many Americans cannot retire. You work till you just, like, I should just die, right? When you hear me fall over like that, I'll be done.
Hey, Henry.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Hey, man. You know, something that I've thought about a fair amount is how look at the centers of old cities in the United States. You know, things that were built back before, say, 1913, to just pick a year, you know, and look at the architecture and look at the way that these things were built. And this was high civilization that was going on in the United States back then, when people were not being taxed, when people were not being just having their wealth confiscated left and right, when the money of the United States was still gold and silver and not some kind of nonsense, you know, just a Jewish fiction that basically we're trading around among ourselves. And it's just absolutely amazing how much wealth there was in this country. You know, the government loves to tell you that, hey, well, you know, without us, you wouldn't have roads, you wouldn't have this, you wouldn't have that, you wouldn't have healthcare, you wouldn't have any of these things. And yet it's obvious that people had the means and the wherewithal to actually live at a really, really high level back at that time. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of them worked their asses off and really, you know, struggled to just in a similar way that we do. But it was on an ascent. It wasn't in this descending thing where you're just giving it all away to all these people who have absolutely no right to any of it.
Well, I talk to my sons. You know, they pay outrageous fucking taxes. I said, you've become a goddamn slave to a third world piece of fucking shit. That's what it really comes down to. When I was a kid, maybe about 7-8 years old, my dad took us way down into southern Mexico on a vacation. And when you got down there, the buildings and stuff, they look like our buildings do now. So
yeah. The
thing is, it's a transfer of fucking wealth is what it is. And what they want up here, this is a recolonization, because the people that are here, this fucking place belongs to us. We have the documentation to prove it, and we have the right to enforce it. They have to get rid of us. They want us dead, just like they wanted the Indians dead. But people keep, oh man, I got this difference here. They can't just fucking put all their differences aside, come together on those 10 fucking articles, enforce those son of a bitches, put the fucking common law courts back in place, hang these motherfuckers. Anybody gets in your way, fucking shoot them down because they're enemy combatant. They've declared war on us. And then after that, if we still have some fucking differences, hey, then let's fucking fight about it. Until then,
right.
You keep fucking around, you will not have the right to have differences anymore, you dumbasses. That's what.
Well, that's absolutely. Yeah, go on.
What?
Oh, I was just saying. Well, I mean, here we are. We're right up against the Memorial Day holiday, and so naturally, the newspapers and stuff are just full of all the editorials with the platitudes and telling you, like, oh, you know, we can't have differences, you know, no matter what we think politically, we basically all have to come together on Memorial Day to thank all the people who went off and fought wars for the Jews. What is that all about? What were the soldiers doing overseas rather than, you know, putting that same amount of effort into protecting our own freedoms here? Because it's clear that, you know, you go back 5 years, 10 years, every 5 years you go back, you're going to see that there is less freedom for the normal ordinary American than there was, you know. You just keep on walking it back, and you're just going to see that diminishment of freedom over time. That's all there's to it. And these guys didn't do shit. They didn't stop anything. They fucking brought it. Yeah.
You don't have to be a goddamn brain surgeon to figure this out. You have a handful that 1% of the population gets 99% of the fucking wealth. The other 99%, just think how many people that is. We only get 1%, and they fucking want that. They want the fucking lint out of your pockets. You're going to have to learn to live with less, because we got mountains of fucking gold and silver big as Mount Everest, and, I want to put another shekel up on top. If this country falls, it will be to greed and fucking cowardice, plain and simple, because we have the solution. And when they talk about we all have to come together, they're right about that. But we have to come together on that fucking Bill of Rights. That's our authority over them. That's how we fucking stop them. That's how we stop the fucking hemorrhaging and start the fucking healing. But we have the right to fucking remove those son of a bitches. They are unlawful. They were created in violation of the law. They were created in violation of the 9th article and the 10th article. And once you violate those, you violated everything. It's like when they fucking violate the 2nd article. Shall not be infringed, fucking period. You infringed, then you went beyond what the 9th article fucking allows. You didn't have the authority. You can't have the authority. But you can't get people that are still making those, you know, they're still making gold and silver. And a lot of people are making money off all this fucking misery, make no doubt about it. And you can't get those son of a bitches to come together and fucking just fight as a fucking people. Oh, so everybody, somebody, well, I hate niggers. I hate fucking these people. I hate these people. Hey, fucking, we quit looking at this pigment of our skin a long fucking time ago. And we better keep it that fucking way. We better step up as a fucking people with a culture, stomp these motherfuckers and put things back the way they're supposed to be. With everybody with equal fucking rights under the Bill of Rights, none of this civil rights shit. It was never necessary. The Civil Rights Act was never necessary. It just established that the fucking government, which wasn't even a government because there never was a constitution that made it a government, but it established that these fucking goddamn communist corporations could create fucking goddamn special interest fucking groups and fucking give special rights out when they didn't need special rights. They just needed the rights they fucking had. Everybody should have stood up for the fuck during the civil rights problem. Everybody should have stood up and fucking, hey, everybody. I've read the Bill of Rights. I don't see Indians excluded. I don't see black people excluded. I don't see nobody fucking excluded. American nationals, each and every one of us. And fucking, but man, there's always somebody who, man, I've got to be better than that person. They do not want a level playing field because a level playing field doesn't allow a person who is not your equal to stand there and look down their fucking nose at you because they're willing to bend with the wind. They're willing to sell your fucking rights for a fucking bag of fucking gold. And that's what's killed this country to this point. And that's what will fucking destroy us. If we don't get up, if we just don't just say, fuck it. However many of us there are, get on that fucking page and let's start putting these son of a bitches down. It's our only fucking hope. Anyway, I think I'm going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend and come back again. There's just all that good old mountain dew.
Oh, they call it that good old mountain dew. And in there, if you get a few, I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old mountain dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
What?
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and they are needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:46 Pacific time and of course with Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Jungle, and it gets worse here every day, and it does. I mean, here we are another Friday, guys. What have we seen this fucking week? This gross.
Henry?
Yes, ma'am?
I just kind of wanted to tie together two of the things that you covered. The article about many Americans can't retire. Like, for instance, I was looking at this thing today that said how much you need to retire in each state comfortably. And in my state, it was like I need four times more than I have. And so it's crazy. There's a living standard that they're putting out there that few can reach. But anyway, that article, it's not only about Americans not being able to retire, but also how many Americans are carrying the burden of their children. The children can't, they're working two jobs sometimes, and they can't afford to buy a house on their own. And what I'm tying it in with is that thing where they want to make the draft automatic. So it might turn out to have a positive effect because the younger generations are seeing, one, we're working so hard and we can't get ahead. It's like a slave existence. And two, now they want us to come and fight and risk our lives for a wrong cause. And it might cause the young people to get on board to understand that their freedom is at risk and their future is at risk. So that's what I'm hoping. To reach them.
I couldn't agree more. And I think that most young people I know, they already understand that. I mean, I know people that got good jobs. I mean, you know, in the time back when I was their age, they could buy a house easy and, you know, buy a car. I mean, everything was wide open. It was still under the Federal Reserve. They've just got to the point that they're stealing so goddamn much. Like I said, we only get 1%. They steal all the rest of it. No doubt about it. They just take it. And then they want that 1%. It's greed beyond greed. And then they try to tell us, well, there's too many of you. No, the problem is there's too many of you with mountains of gold and silver, big as Mount Everest, that need to be destroyed. You think about the damage done to the earth, taking out that fucking wealth. And at the same time, we survived through it because we were taking enough just to get by and, you know, to live our lives. But they were taking the lion's share, the 99%, and piling it up. That didn't even have to be taken away from the earth. It didn't have to be taken out. It didn't have to be created. And so when they, you know, of course, who are you going to get rid of? If you're going to do your culling with your, you know, you're going to go get your death shots and start doing, you go, well, you got to get rid of that 1% because 99% because they're taking that 1% that you can't put on your goddamn mountain of fucking shekels. That's what it comes down to. And the kids are seeing it. I mean, when you work your ass off 6-7 days a week, and you know, you get your check and you see that kind of a deduction. At the same time, you're watching and reading on the internet that, you know, they're giving $300 to $3,000 a month to these illegal aliens, giving them whole goddamn motels, giving them, handing it over to them. And by the way, you know, I've seen the streets of Main Street, Miami, Florida. It looks just like when I was a kid, when we were way down in southern Mexico where the poverty was real. This is being done on purpose, and it's being done to recolonize colonize this country with people who don't own it. We own it. We have the documentation, and we have the right to enforce the documentation. We have the right to shut them down. We have the right to take everything they have and hang their asses, and they know it. That's why it's so important, you know, to bring us down.
Yeah, and Henry, you know, this one hits home for me. I have two teenage grandsons, and one of them just got a job as a sales clerk, and for a two-week period, I think his paycheck came out to $1,500, and he came home with $700 after working full-time. And so we're dealing with the demons of taxes and inflation, and I don't know how much more it can hold, Henry. I go to the grocery store and I'm in shock, and it's a big adjustment.
That's what I tell people. You get sticker shock at the dollar store, things are getting pretty goddamn bad. But yeah, you're exactly correct. I mean, especially, you know, some people, you know, that put some money into, you know, like maybe learning a trade, you know, like going to trade school. And they're making good money. I mean, they should be, because of what they do and what the things that they create are worth so much money, but they can't have their own business. They can't do it as entrepreneurs because it's all controlled through the monetary system. So some son of a bitch who never hits a fucking lick, who makes phone calls and fucking writes things down on paper, he makes fucking 99% of the goddamn wealth. And these, you know, these people are creating things that are worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, and you know, they're making a middle, middle class wage these days, but they're being taxed so goddamn hard. And I've never believed in that taxing a single person more than like the deductions for children and shit. That ain't fucking right. It's because if he's working alone, he gets more fucking money. It's his money. But the only way it's ever going to be resolved is if the people get off their dead asses, get out that Bill of Rights, and everybody, I mean, damn it, if we have differences, I mean, you think that it's the devil against God or whatever you fucking think it is, the answer is still those 10 articles. We enforce that law. We take the authority back. And if we have to shoot each other in another fucking argument, fine and dandy. But if you do not take it back, like I said earlier, you will lose the right to disagree. You will do what you're fucking told. Well, they'll tell you what your opinion is, and you will do it, and you will fucking go by that opinion. They'll tell you what your religion is. It's like 1984. Selective breeding. Only a few people can fucking breed, and they got to breed, you know, fucking good fucking goyim that will and have no problem with their babies being raped. I mean, just look in our lifetime, yours and mine, man, from the time we were children, this is one fucking generation we're talking about. And I can see it like it's exactly like it happened on the Great Plains with the the Sioux and the Lakota and the Cheyenne and the Indian and even the Apaches, in the movie, Geronimo, he goes, why does the white man have to have all the land? And you're talking about goddamn Arizona. I mean, you're talking about goddamn desert. But why does he have to have all the land? Because there's fucking minerals underneath it. Things you don't understand there, Mr. Indian. That's why he has to have all the land. You have to go pretend to be a farmer and digging in rocks and starve to death until your people are gone. And then that's where we're at right now. They want it all. They want the lint out of our pockets, and they aim to get it. And if the people do not stop them.
Henry.
Yes.
Oh, Henry, I was just wondering, other than a parent's authority in raising their children, can we conclude that all authority is setting up us up for slavery, and that by recognizing an authority, we are submitting to being a slave?
You acquiesce in any way, you are submitting to the slavery. I don't care what it is.
Very difficult to get people out of the mindset of being able to be self-empowered, to not play into the construct of that authority, be it government or religion, nation, whatever.
Well, some people, you know, I've seen people like working in a store, for instance, and they come up, I'm 62 fucking years old. I go to buy a pack of fucking cigarettes. You want to see my ID? Yeah, you know it's, that has nothing to do with it. It has to do with fucking conformity. You know, I'm always for the working people, so I treat them nice. You know, I don't give them a problem, and they don't really look. They thank me, you know, because I've told them before, I don't have to show you my fucking ID. If you refuse to sell me a pack of cigarettes, because I will go to the licensing board for this establishment, and I will fucking file a mandamus with them and have their fucking license pulled. I'm a free national. You don't tell me to identify myself.
You know, I have silver hair, like Henry. I have silver hair, and if I buy a bottle of wine, I have to show ID, and I take that as intimidation.
I make them feel like, are you goofy? You know,
right.
but some of them, you know, the wimps, you can tell the ones that were pushed down on the playground, they feel like it's a kind of a power they have or something. That's the ones I'll be nasty to. You know, I'll tell them, I'll say, I don't have to show you my fucking ID. I'll show you a fucking writ, a mandamus against this establishment to have their fucking licenses away for violating my rights. You can't pretend that you think that I'm not fucking old enough to buy a pack of fucking cigarettes. It's ridiculous, but it's them going along with it. Some of them are like, yeah, fuck, I know, God damn it. I mean, it's stupid. But there are those that'll say, you know, that think that's, like actually reached up to look at my fucking driver's license. Like, what are you fucking stupid? Do I look like I'm not fucking 21 years old to you? Just, you know, and I'll talk to them like that too, and it stops it. But I mean, God damn it, the fact that they do it, you know, if everybody say, you ain't going to get nobody to work at your store if you're going to make us like, to make old people fucking show identification to buy beer, wine, and cigarettes, because they're going to be fucking the people. We got to be meaner. We got to be harsher. You do that to us, we fucking treat you nasty.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
I'm afraid the people are still in the bend over mode.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right on that one. But I mean, as it get poorer. You know, it comes around to visit everybody, and there's people at different fucking economical levels, and they know it's there, but they think it ain't going to get them. And that's the way it's always been all my life. I've watched people when I've been in the fights, and there's people there when it happens to them. And here they come. They can't do that. They can't do that. Well, I think they just did. Didn't I tell you before? Didn't I tell you when this shit started? Because I was always first, because I was always the one that said fuck you and said no, and I told you, stupid ass. Oh man, and, you know, and they're fucking frustrated and they hate themselves, and they should, because I mean, if you don't know better than that, you ain't even fucking trying. That's all there is to it. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people that aren't. Ah, mercy. Anyways, it's Friday. That's another week of tyranny that we've got to look at, and I promise you guys that next week when we come back, there'll be another week of tyranny. The jungle will get worse. It will get worse here in the jungle, and we'll be right there fucking condemning it all, doing nothing about it. Anyway, well, some of us are. I know some of you, and a lot of you people, when you're out there, at least you confront people, and when they do something stupid, you call them stupid. Anyways, until Monday, you guys have the best weekend you can under the circumstances. That's a word from the trenches.
Have a good one, brother.
You do the same, brother.
I have done all I can do. Cookies! Give up!
Here I come.